Leon County's Sable Palm Elementary School is one of a handful statewide that's been able to boost its school grade in recent years. Wednesday, the school's principal was part of a panel before a Senate Education Committee discussing how the school made the jump. I'm Lynn Hatter. Principal Anisha Robinson says Sable Palm has formed partnerships with local businesses and churches, and it updated the school to make it more attractive to children and parents. And if students are absent, Robinson says teachers will go find them.
We will go to the house and we will pick up the student. We will see, you haven't been here in 3 days. Our teachers are mandated. They have to call to find out why. And if they tell us, I can't get anyone, the phone numbers aren't working, we jump in the car and we go knock on doors. And our parents know that we will show up. So it's easier just to send them to us. I told them, you get them to us, we'll take care of them at our school.
Sable Palm has been able to move from a D grade to a C in recent years, despite having a high number of homeless students. It also has new students who are refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and teachers are working on helping those kids learn English. Robinson's comments come as Florida lawmakers are looking into new ways to help improve failing schools. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.